In brief, we dry out and warm up. Minor Thursday and Saturday storms ahead. Sunday PM update. Now that the storm has pulled away, we have a night and morning of dense fog, then a warm-up begins. There are small systems that may give us showers around Thursday and Saturday. More on that later. Significant water arrived with this weekend's storm. Longmont received from 3/4 inch of water up to 1.5 inches, much of it as rain, Figure 1 update. Because of the warm temperatures, we saw around 2 inches in town, one person reports 10 inches. Boulder did better with 5 to 8 inches around town. My Longmont forecast, below, was right on. Figure 1 update. Water totals as of Saturday 7 a.m. from Kokoroz. Figure 2 update. Snowfall totals as of Saturday 7 a.m. from Kokoroz. And Sunday update. Friday p.m. update. This has been a crazy difficult forecast. I've waited until Friday p.m. to post a Longmont snowfall roundup. There is great uncertainty still with a bit of snow to 12 inches possible in places. Be prepared for crippling traveling conditions if the worst possible snow becomes real. Rain could dominate the storm as well. You can still find a model to say any forecast you like. This is so unusual. Here is my snowfall roundup for Longmont. My take, 1 to 4, with rain beforehand. GFS, 5 to 6. Canadian, 2 to 4. NOM, 2.5 to 4. Channel 7, 2 to 3. Channel 9, rain, snow up to 6 inches. Weather 5280, 1 minus 4 inches. That is a lot of variability. Be ready for anything. End Friday PM update. Friday update. Winter storm watch. Issued, 2:23 p.m. February 2, 2024 National Weather Service. Winter storm watch in effect from Saturday morning through late Saturday night. Asterisk what? Rain and snow, transitioning to snow Saturday afternoon or evening. Potential for greater than 6 inches of snow, especially along and south of I-70 through the Denver Metro. Asterisk where? Boulder and the western suburbs of Denver and Denver. Asterisk when? From 8 a.m. Saturday to 5 a.m. Mountain Standard Time Sunday. Asterisk impacts. Plan on quickly changing travel conditions, especially Saturday afternoon and evening. Precautionary preparedness actions. Considerable uncertainty still exists with the amount of precipitation and changeover from rain to snow. If the rain to snow transition occurs quickly during the day Saturday, an impactful snowfall event would be possible. Monitor the latest forecasts for updates on this situation. End Friday update. Thursday update. The NWS forecasters are lamenting how hard this weekend's forecast is, still. You can find a model that gives I-25 folks 1/10 of an inch up to an inch of rain and a dusting of snow up to a foot of snow, Saturday night. Two forecasters have said this is the hardest forecast they've had in their career there. And I agree. Update as soon as I can, have some confidence. There will be big mountain snows. Travel carefully up there this weekend. End Thursday update. Wednesday update. Figure 1 update shows the snow, 10 to 1 ratio, forecast from the GFS through Sunday. The mountains get hit hard, but the I-25 folks get rain and slush, if this is correct. Warm weather up to Friday. More later. Figure 1 update. 10 to 1 snowfall ratio snowfall forecast from the GFS and weather5280.com. End Wednesday update. Forecast discussion. Expect very warm and dry weather this week, Figure 1. Figure 2 shows temperatures well above normal for most of the nation. Head down to the longer-range forecast for a hopeful return of winter. Figure 1. The 10-day graphical forecast for Longmont from weatherunderground.com. Figure 2. The 2 meters, surface, temperature anomaly, departure from normal, from the GFS for Tuesday afternoon. The longer range forecast. A deep trough carves into the pattern in the west, figure 3, bringing cooler air and instability. The GFS, figure 4, shows the first hit of upslope flow Saturday night. The Canadian model paints a lot more snow, and not as restricted to the I-25 and foothills folks for the same time, figure 5. Off and on snow picks up again on Tuesday early morning, figure 6. The GFS gives the foothills very heavy snow totals by the morning of February 5, figure 7. The Weather Underground model gives us 5.6 inches of snow that weekend, figure 1. Temperatures will still be pretty warm, so snow totals drop quickly to the east of I-25. Rainfall is more even out east than snow amounts due to rain mixing in, figure 8. But this is a long way off. This forecast will change a lot. Check back this week for updates. Figure 3. The 500 mb upper air forecast map for Saturday PM from the GFS and TropicalTidbits.com. Figure 4. The surface 6-hour forecast map for Saturday PM from the GFS and TropicalTidbits.com. Figure 5. The surface 6-hour forecast map for Saturday PM from the GFS and TropicalTidbits.com. Figure 6. The surface 6-hour forecast map for Monday PM from the GFS and TropicalTidbits.com. Figure 7. The 10-to-1 snowfall forecast through midnight going into February 5 from the GFS and weather5280.com. Figure 4. The surface 6-hour forecast map for Saturday PM from the GFS and TropicalTidbits.com.